Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 20th of February 2024. Today's topic is Avoid Youthful Lusts. Our text today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 16 through 22. Verse 16, But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Verse 19, Nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, The Lord knoweth them that are his. And, let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Key verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Young people are known for their strength, energy, passion, and strong desire to acquire knowledge. However, youthful energies, strength, and passions can be used to do negative things if care is not taken. Young people who have tasted the grace of God and have given their lives to Jesus should be free from negative traits of the youth. Today's text is a warning to all young people to run away from sinful desire and abstain from immoral behaviors that can endanger their souls. Christian boys and girls should run away from immoral relationship with the opposite sex. The devil is using various means to lure young people into sin. Do not be a victim. Avoid watching pictures of naked people, pornography, cultism, evil friendship, internet frauds, drug addiction, etc. These things will not only destroy your future, but condemn you to eternity in hell. Are you already involved in any of these bad things? Repent and ask God for forgiveness and cleansing. Believers should daily study the Word of God, watch and pray, and run away from people, things and places of temptation, as Joseph did. Flee all youthful lusts. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to run away from sinful habits. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Titus chapter 2 verses 11 through 14. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.